Praise God. Good evening. I want to welcome those who have joined us here at Times Square Church and also those who've joined us online, live right now over the internet for our worldwide prayer meeting. Welcome this evening. God bless you. We're here gathered in Times Square Church, New York City, prepared to pray for you and your needs tonight. So we want to invite you, if you haven't done so, to send in your prayer requests. We've received over 31,000 prayer requests already. And we thank God also for tremendous answers to prayer that have come as a result of people believing God, taking God at His word. Tonight I want to read just a portion of scripture to you before we go to worship and prayer. The psalmist David writes, he said, "I waited quietly before God. My victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation." He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is that place of stability, and He is the one that steadies me and saves me and rescues me. He's the one that forgives me and cleanses me from all shame and the burden of all the wrong of my past, present, and future. Praise the Lord. He is my fortress where I will never be shaken. He said, "So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them I am just a broken down wall or a tottering fence." In other words, I seem as if I have no defense. He says, "They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face, but curse me in their hearts." He said, "Let all them that wait on God, who wait quietly before God, hope in Him." Hallelujah. "For He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. For He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me." He says, "Oh, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is a refuge for us." Selah. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You are a refuge for us this evening. We thank You that we can come to You with all our cares and our concerns, God, with all the burdens of our hearts, that we can roll our burdens onto Your shoulders, because Your shoulders are greater than our shoulders. You have the biggest shoulders of all time. You are God Almighty, and there is nothing impossible for You. Tonight we've come to worship You. We've come to exalt You. And God, we've come to lift up our burdens and needs before You and to entrust them into Your hands. For You alone are our refuge. You alone are our salvation. You alone can meet the need. There is none besides You, God. There is no God like our God. There is no rock like our rock. Tonight we've come to exalt Your name above every difficulty, above every challenge, God, above every circumstance, because Lord, we know that You are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are still the God of the miraculous. And so come now and glorify Your name as we begin to worship You. Come and cause faith to arise in our hearts. We pray that every mountain of unbelief would melt like wax in Your presence. You inhabit the praises of Your people. So come, Lord, now and inhabit our praises, inhabit our hearts, and we'll be careful to give You the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand and let's begin to worship Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to share some quick answers to prayer with you before we go to prayer. Here's a praise report from Ken in Andrews, North Carolina. Thank you. Thank you, God and TSC, for worldwide prayer. Our friend Eugene has found a kidney donor. God is faithful and full of mercy. Praise God. Here's one from Toronto, Canada, anonymous. "Praise the Lord. The Lord has provided a place for my children and I to live. Thank You for Your prayers. May the Lord continue to increase His ministry." Here's Sophia from Brentwood, California. Praise God. You prayed for several weeks for me to be able to go to a training at YWAM in Pennsylvania with my kids. I am on my way. God opened every door. Keep praying. God hears. Hallelujah. Here's Andre from New York, New York. I was lost in the dark. Now I see some light shining for myself and my family. Thank you, TSC, for praying for us. God bless everyone. Here's someone from Georgia. Jesus healed me of sharp headaches. Thank you. Also, anxiety I was feeling before. Now I'm calm and I have more peace. Praise the Lord. Here's David from New York, New York. My brother John has returned to God with the fire that only he can cause. He is able. Thank you. Praise God. Here's Tanya from Bronx, New York. I desperately needed to move for some time. I had been praying so hard for others, praying for them, for God to touch them, and even for the church. I got my apartment today against all odds. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here's Nkechi from Queens, New York. Thank you for praying. She names two people here who got their visa today. Praise God. Here's someone else from Queens, New York, who recently prayed for employment and a place to live within a week. God bless me with getting a job that I love and a place to stay. Folks, the praise reports just go on and on. These answered prayer on and on. Praise God. Andre from New York, back in March, began to pray for my son who was in a bad car crash. The doctors gave him 78 hours to live. I asked TSC to stand in prayer with me, and today God has answered our prayers. He is home. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to pray for those that are battling depression today. We're going to pray for those battling depression. Here's someone who writes in from New York. They say, I'm so depressed. I feel like my world has stopped. I have no job, no boyfriend, nothing to look forward to. I've been like this for a year now. If you're online today or you're listening, just want you to know Christ has a plan for your life. He loves you. It's not over till God says it's over, folks. He has a plan for your life. He loves you. If you will surrender your heart to Him, He'll give you a new lease on life. He'll give you hope for tomorrow. Here's Stephanie from British Columbia, Canada. Please pray for my son, Austin. He is under a dark cloud of depression. We're going to pray for Austin tonight and believe for a miracle for him tonight. Here's someone young from New York. Please pray for healing from depression and loneliness. So many crying out for prayer, needing someone to stand with them who are battling despair and depression. We're going to pray for these in the name of Jesus tonight. I'm going to ask one of our sisters from the choir, Sister Peggy, if you would come and lead us in prayer tonight. I want you to lift your voice tonight before the Lord, and let's believe God for a breakthrough. Amen. We just sang every mountain. Hallelujah. Se moverá has to move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, folks. We believe the report of the Lord tonight. Lift your voice to God. Let's pray for God to break the despair and depression over those that have written in tonight. Let's believe God to work a miracle for them in Jesus' name. Come on, lift your voice. Every voice counts tonight. Here on the main floor, up in the balcony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, your name is great, O God, and greatly to be praised, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, for all of those who are battling depression tonight, O God. Lord, for whom this has been a real stronghold, O God. Lord, you are able, O God, to break every chain of depression, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O God, that you would come, Lord, in every place, O God, every dark place of our hearts, O God, and Lord, that you would meet us, O God. I pray, Lord, that you would shine your your light, oh God, into those dark places, oh God, that you would scatter the darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would lift this depression, oh God. You would lift the despair, oh God. Lord, every spirit of suicide, Lord, you would lift it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you died on the cross for us, oh God. You died on the cross for us, oh God, and you rose again, oh God. That is our hope, oh God, Lord. You rose again. So, Lord, I pray, oh God, for every single person, oh God, every single young person, oh God, who is battling this depression, oh God. Lord, looking at the negative things, oh God, Lord, that you would bring hope, oh God. Bring hope right now, oh God. Show them, oh God, that you are at work, oh God. Show them, oh God, that you are real. You have not abandoned them, oh God. Lord, show them, oh God, that you love them, oh God. Lord, show your mercy tonight, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, for every elderly person, oh God, Lord, who is feeling alone tonight, oh God, that you would meet that person, oh God. You would meet them, oh God. Show them, oh God, that they are not alone, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would bring angels, oh God, to come and minister to them, oh God, tonight. Lord, use us, oh God. Lord, use us in our neighborhoods. Use us in our buildings, oh God. Use us in our families, oh God. Use us in our communities, in our schools, oh God. Help us to minister to one another, oh God. Lord, use us, oh God. Lord, we make ourselves available to you, oh God, that not another one, oh God, that we would not have to hear another story of another suicide, but God, that you would snatch them from the hand of the enemy right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name, oh God. We call upon your name, oh God. We take authority in your name, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We wait in expectation for what you're going to do, oh God. Lift this burden, oh God. Lift this heaviness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able, oh God, and we are believing you for it, oh God. We pray these things, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Praise God. In a moment, I'm going to have ask one of our brothers, Alvin Hazard, to come and lead us in prayer. We want to pray for salvation. So many believing for family members that are lost. Here's an anonymous prayer request from Detroit, Michigan. Pray for the salvation of my 90-year-old father. Someone crying out for their 90-year-old father. We're going to believe God for them tonight. Here's a text message that was sent in from the U.S. It says, God, please give my husband the strength and humility to totally surrender to you. Here's someone from the Bronx, New York. Continuous prayer for my daughter, Angelica, for her, the salvation of her soul, and for her to mature in all her ways. Here's John from the Bronx, New York. Salvation for all my children and my sister who claim to know about God but don't have a relationship with the Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's Kinda and Kevin from Massachusetts, Henson, Massachusetts. It says here, son took his life at 27 years old. Pray for family salvation. Thank you, someone who's believing for this family. Here's someone from Massachusetts. Pray for Anna May's salvation and protection. She's a Catholic and religious, divorced over 20 years, still fears her ex-husband. So many requests, folks. Here's Ani from New York, New York. Please pray for Stefan. He's 81, agnostic, needs supernatural touch from the Lord. Save him, please, Jesus. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Someone crying out for family members. And so many of us here have family members as well that need to know the Lord. But we believe that as we pray for others, God is going to take care of our family members. He's going to take care of our needs. Hallelujah. As we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, for his kingdom to advance in the lives of others, we believe God is going to take care of our family members. He's going to send the Holy Spirit after them and get a hold of their hearts. And so tonight we want to pray for you. Those of you who've joined us online, we want to believe God for you tonight. And so let's lift our voices all over this house here on the main floor, up in the balcony as well. If you would lift your voice to God and let's pray for unsaved loved ones to come home to Christ. We're going to believe God. We're going to take authority over the enemy, command hell to loose its grip over their lives in the name of Jesus. Pharaoh has to give up. Pharaoh has to give up his spoil, his captives. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice. Every voice counts here tonight to God. Lift your voice to the Lord in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we come to you, God. You so loved the world, God, that you gave your only begotten Son. You gave us the best, God. How much more, God? I pray, God, for those who don't know you as Lord and Savior tonight. I pray for my mother. I pray for my father. I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. I pray for the friends, God. I pray for all the people, God. All those, God, who have loved ones, God, who don't know you as Lord and Savior. Lord, we know that nothing is impossible with you, God. Oh, God, we don't care how far they're gone, God. We don't care how far they are, God. We know you can draw them, God. You can draw them from the fire. You can draw them from the water. You can draw them from drugs. You can draw them from alcohol. You can draw them from prostitution, God. Oh, God, you can do it physically. You can do it spiritually, God. Lord, we don't care of the mind, God, or the heart, God. You can do it, God. God, we come to you, God. We come to a God who gave God his life. You gave your life, God. So we know, God, God, you are more than willing, God, to save, God. You are more than willing to save, more than we want them to save, God. And I pray, God, that you will empower us, God, not to give up. You empower us, God, to come to you, God. We empower us to seek you, God, because, God, you are there waiting, God. You are there waiting, God. And I pray, God, we will never give up. We would never give up on our loved one, God. We would never give up what we see, God. Lord, let not our eyes deceive us. Let not our ears deceive us. Not let our heart deceive us, God. Lord, let us believe in you, God. Let us not believe in what we see or what we hear, but believe in the God who wants to save them, the God who gave his life for them, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you are willing to save our loved one, God. You can snatch them from the miry clay and put them on a rock to stay. You can put them on Jesus, the rock to stay, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you continue to hold them onto you, God. God, we thank you for your faithfulness, God. You thank you for your faithfulness, God. You said you would never leave us or forsake us. And we rest on it tonight, Lord. God, as we cry out, God, you will cry out. God, you are crying even now, God. And I thank you, God, for what you have done. I thank you, Lord, for the work that you have begun. You will complete it. We thank you for the new breath that you got of life that you're going to breathe into the dead tonight, Lord. Let dead come alive, God. Let the dead come alive, God, to glorify you. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
We want to pray for those who need provision tonight. So many need a financial miracle. So many need housing. So many need jobs tonight. We're going to believe God for you as well. Here's someone from New York who says, I'm a widow living alone with no income, becoming more depressed and worried, need a financial miracle. Here's someone who sent in, I believe, a text message. Dear Lord, I need a job to support my family. Feeding my family has been a struggle. Here's someone else, another text message, I believe, for me, struggling, a widow, need financial breakthrough. So many here that need financial provision, folks that need housing as well tonight, folks that need housing. Here's someone who says, Dear God, I'm a single mother with one child, and I'm having difficulties paying my rent. I have a court date on Monday, and I already owe 3 months' rent. And they're asking for prayer tonight. Here's someone who's anonymous from New York. Prayer requests. Please pray for my family in Fredericksburg, Virginia, who lost their home to a fire last night. They have 4 kids, ages 16, 14, 10, and 8 months. And so we're going to believe God for them. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to ask Misty, one of our music ministry leaders, to come and lead us in prayer. But would you, again, lift your voice tonight to God, and let's believe we serve a God. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. He clothed the children of Israel in the wilderness. He provided food from heaven. He provided time and time again for them. Folks, we are walking through the wilderness of this life, and our God is able to provide for us. He is able to furnish a table for us in this wilderness. And so we're going to believe the Lord for these who have written in. Lift your voice to God once again tonight. Let's believe God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we come before you today knowing that you are able and you are so willing, Lord, to meet our every need. Lord, you see the little birds, Lord. You said the sparrow you see. So I know you see every person who's crying out to you today, God, that you love them with an everlasting love. And you said you would give them what they need. So, Lord, we come before you knowing, Lord, you love the widow. You love the orphan, God. You see every single parent, God. You see every child who needs food and school supplies, God. You see every widow and every single person who's alone in their apartment. Lord, they don't have enough rent, God, but you see them. Lord, I know your love, God. We've experienced your love, and we intercede on behalf of every person, God, that needs, Lord, housing. They need food, God. They need, Lord, a touch from you, God. They need a job, Lord. They've been looking. Lord, we believe, Lord, today you will open the windows of heaven and bless them, God, with exactly what they need. Not what we want, God, but with your perfect provision, God. Lord, that you would release us, Lord, any person, God, if we are holding on to something that we can give, God. Lord, that you would put compassion in our hearts, God, to see, Lord, with eyes like you see, God, that we would be like an axe, Lord, that we would share what we have with one another, God, that we wouldn't be greedy, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, you would give us your eyes and your heart, God. Lord, as we see people in our community, in our church, in our workplace, God. Lord, I pray, God, you would open jobs for every person, Lord, that's been looking and looking, God, that you would open employers' hands, God, to provide jobs, God. I thank you, Lord, you will do miracles tonight. Lord, it's even a child, every man, every woman that is sitting in faith, believing in their home and asking you to put food on the table, God, to give them rent, God, electricity, money, God. I pray in the name of Jesus you would do miracles today, that you would show yourself strong on behalf of every person crying out to you, that it would be an absolute testament to your power, to your love, God, to your, that you are Jehovah Jireh who provides. We believe you tonight, God. We thank you that you are the God of love. You are love, God, and you are our provider, and we do not depend on anyone but you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight we want to pray for those who need healing. Those who need healing. I want to read to you some of the requests tonight for those who need healing. Here's a Cliff from New York. Please pray for my friend's wife who was diagnosed with cancer. Surgery is on Thursday. Pray for miraculous healing for the glory of God. Here's someone from Blaker, Norway. Please pray for my mother for healing of illness in the liver. We're going to believe God with you tonight for that healing. Here's Candy from Long Island, New York. Carol Keisel from Huntington needs prayer for her granddaughter, Amber, who has celiac disease. Son-in-law, Jay, has bone marrow cancer. He's at New York Presbyterian. Here's an anonymous prayer request from New York, New York. Pray for my brother. He has pulmonary edema in his lungs. He lost his twin brother 3 months ago to organ failure. Here's Alexis from Brooklyn, New York. Please pray for Lakin, a young wife and mom who is expecting her second baby. She went into the hospital on August 4th for chest pain, and they found an aneurysm in her aorta. Here's Gladys from California. Von Hunt was diagnosed with stomach cancer last week. Pray for his healing. Von Hunt and his wife Sharon are both believers. Thanks. Here's Jerry from New York. Please pray for my daughter, Jayday, who she got vaccination yesterday, and now she can hardly walk. So praying for his daughter, Jayday, for Jerry's daughter, Jayday. We're going to pray for her today. Here's Blessie from Brooklyn, New York. Please pray for baby Benjamin. He is coming out with a low blood sugar, and we are praying for a good report in all his analysis. Praise God. Here's David from Long Island City, New York. Please pray for Kalmal's dad in Bangladesh, who has been diagnosed with a liver problem. His son works here in New York. Here's another one, anonymous from New York. Please pray for complete healing of a person in the name of Jesus. They have a tumor in the left side of their brain, and they want them to be able to testify of God's healing power. So we're going to pray for that today. Here's Joanne from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. John P. had a car accident on Friday. He is in the hospital, needs a miracle to live and to know the Lord. Please pray for recovery. Hallelujah. We're going to believe that, God, for that tonight. Would you break up into groups, small groups of twos and threes, and let's begin to believe, God, for those that need healing. Tonight, I'm going to ask Treg McCoy, who's over our missions department, to come and lead us in prayer tonight. But would you lift your voice? Would you gather in small groups of twos and threes? Would you lift your voice to the Lord tonight, and let's believe the Lord for healing for these in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that there is nothing that's too big for you. Lord, you know how our bodies are made. You know these people and what they struggle with. God, you know all the little intricacies. There's diseases that we've talked about even tonight that I can't even pronounce that you understand and know.
Yes.
So, God, we're going to ask you tonight that you would do the miraculous. Lord, that you would move on these physical bodies. Lord, that you would do what no man can do, and that you would come and move in a supernatural way. Lord, we think about the brothers where the twin that died recently, God, help that one that's struggling with whatever that condition is. God, heal that body. Move and heal that body, Lord. Let it be a testimony of your faithfulness, a testimony of your goodness, God. We think of those that are dealing with cancers or tumors, God. Lord, we know that you know where those tumors are, even if they're in the brain or in an aneurysm in the heart, God. You know these different situations that people are dealing with, God, and we're thankful, God, that you understand, that you hear our cries, that as we believe for people that we don't know today, Lord, we're praying for people in Norway or people in India, places in other parts of the world, God, where they're dealing with medical conditions, God, where they need you to move tonight, God. We thank you for the praise reports earlier tonight where we believe for miraculous healings for a young man that was 78 hours to live, and God, he's still here at home. God, we pray for those kind of praise reports in the future. We are standing in agreement tonight that you are able. You are able to meet these families where they're at. You are able to do the miraculous when it comes to medicine, God. We are not limited by the ways of man. We are not limited by the hands of doctors. We are not limited by medicine. We serve a God that is over all these things, and you can come and do the miraculous. And we're believing you tonight for every prayer request related to medical healing, God, for infirmities, God, for those that are dealing with issues of blood, God, those that are dealing with issues of the heart, God. Lord, we thank you that you are the one that can come and minister to those needs that are even unspoken tonight, that people don't even understand. Doctors may not be able to understand exactly what's going on tonight, but God, you do. And we're thankful tonight that you are going to meet these people where they're at. And God, we are going to rejoice tonight for all that you're doing in the hearts of your people tonight and the miracles that you're performing even now, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him thanks tonight. He said prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this evening on the topic, we heard a lot about it tonight, the idea of just turning around and giving thanks when the Lord does something wonderful in our life, the importance of it. The Bible talks, for instance, about a woman who had a very serious disease, a very debilitating disease, one that not only drained her of her lifeblood, but also had social implications. It made it so that she could not be a married person. She could not engage in the community activities. She was lonely. She was basically kicked to the curb. And there was a time when she came to the Lord for healing. And he healed her initially with basically she just touched him and he healed her. And the Bible says that this healing was the kind that would have physical and psychological and social implications. So it only makes sense that the minute she got healed, she would basically run off to live her life. Things that she had been deprived of for many years, things that she couldn't do, now all of a sudden she can do. And of course, she's thinking in those terms. But as she's beginning to move away, the Bible says that Jesus begins to call her back. And he begins to say, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes?" And one of his students said to him, "There's thousands of people who are squeezing you and touching you and moving towards you. How can you say, who touched me?" But what Jesus was saying was, no one in his sight and from his perspective ever gets lost in the multitude. That every person that he heals, he wants them to turn back and to bear witness to what he's done. And she could have thought to herself, "I'm one of thousands. I'm sure somebody else will give their report, or somebody else will give their praise, or somebody else will acknowledge what the Lord has done. And they'll be speaking for themselves, and they'll also be speaking on my behalf and on behalf of however many people were healed and touched and so on." But Jesus wanted her to turn and give a praise report. He wanted her to tell what he had done. And the Bible says that that's exactly what she did. She came back, and the Bible says even though she was trembling, she came back and she began to acknowledge what he had done for her, both to him and to everybody that was around. And I'm imagining that Jesus wanted her to do that because he knew that it was going to help everybody that was around. He had actually said to her during this process that her faith had helped her. And I think now she was in a position to help other people's faith so that their faith could help them. Sometimes when we give a praise report, sometimes when we acknowledge what the Lord has done, it helps other people to believe that if God did this for this person, then God can do this for me. It strengthens the faith of every person who hears it and gives them a sense that God does not show partiality. He heals when people come to him. He helps when people come to him. He gives strength. He gives encouragement. And again, as we mentioned before, her illness wasn't simply physical. It wasn't simply a medical issue. There was life flowing from her. There was, in essence, this was a person who was constantly acquainted with death. And this was a person whose illness brought about social implications. She was a social pariah. She was cast off. She had no friends, no family. She was lonely. She was despondent. She had given up hope. And Jesus healed all of that and gave her the right and the responsibility to tell somebody about what he has done. Now, one of the things that I want to encourage you to do tonight is if God is answering your prayers as you write in and ask people to pray with you, if God is answering your prayers, do what you can to make sure that you let people know that God is faithful, that God answers prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God can be trusted. And the thing about answered prayer is sometimes God answers prayer incrementally. He does it little by little. He does it progressively. Sometimes he does it immediately. Sometimes he does it on different levels. Say, for instance, we talked about medical needs. We talked about psychological needs. We talked about social needs and so on and so forth. All these things were going on. Now, it wasn't just that. It was financial as well. She had spent everything that she had trying to get better, and now she had nothing. So she was struggling on a few different levels. And I think that there are times when the Lord will help us in one level, even while we're waiting for the next level. For instance, there are times when God is asking us to trust that he is going to do a thing, and in the process of doing that thing, he will invest in us a sense of assurance or a sense of peace. All of a sudden, we're not afraid anymore. All of a sudden, we are not terrified anymore. We're not nervous anymore. We're not worried anymore, even if the thing that we've been praying for hasn't yet happened. All of a sudden, we're not being browbeaten by the devil anymore. We're not being given over to fear. We're not feeling sorry for ourselves anymore. We're not angry at the world anymore. Even though the things that we're praying for, we're still waiting for, we recognize that God has done something else. And in some cases, something deeper. Remember, he said to the woman later, he said, "Go in peace. Your faith has made you well." He said things like, "Be of good cheer." He called her his daughter. In other words, what he was doing was he was attacking one side, even though another side had already been dealt with. And sometimes he'll do the opposite. Sometimes he'll attack one side while we wait for the other thing to be dealt with. So he'll attack fear, and he'll attack anger, and he'll attack anxiety. And he will bring healing in those areas while we might still be waiting for the doctor's report, or while we might still be waiting for the check to come, or we might still be waiting for the job to open up. He will bring a supernatural peace. He will bring good cheer. He will bring faith. All of a sudden, we are speaking differently, even though the answer is not yet come. The Bible talks about all of the people of God in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, how they were waiting for things to happen. They believed that there was a city whose builder and maker was God. And as they were waiting, they were living in faith. They were trusting God. They were bearing witness to the goodness of God. They were not settling for anything less than what God was doing. They weren't looking for other resources that are contrary to God in order to fulfill the need. They began to wait on the Lord. They say, if God is going to do it, then he's going to do it right. It's going to be just. It's going to be good. It's going to be moral. It's not going to be unethical. I'm not going to have to do anything that takes away from my testimony. I am going to wait upon the Lord. And when you and I choose to wait upon the Lord, we can already begin to give a praise report and say, God has taken fear from me, and God has taken anxiety from me, and God has taken from me the desire to settle for less or to be bought by the lie of the enemy out of desperation. God has given me hope. And now, my advice to you tonight, because when this woman began to verbalize what the Lord had done, not only did the Lord hear it, not only did all the people who were also praying and crying out hear it, but she heard it. And it's something when you and I begin to rehearse what the Lord has done, when we begin to speak it out, when we begin to talk about it, when we begin to bear witness to it, it's something when we hear it out of our own lips and we remind ourselves of how good God is. And we say, God has given me hope. Even if I'm still waiting, he's given me hope, and he's given me faith, and he's given me joy, and he's given me strength, and he's given me a reason to keep on keeping on. As we hear this coming from our own lips, sometimes we say to ourselves, who's that speaking? I didn't hear that yesterday. Yesterday I heard something else. Yesterday I heard pain, and I heard anger, and I heard depression and despondency. But now I hear joy, and I hear faith, and I hear hope, and I know that this did not originate in me. This must be a partial answer to prayer. And if God answers my prayers on any level, I'm going to shout it from the roof.
rooftops, and I'm going to talk about the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God and the power of God, and I am going to do everything I can to make sure that somebody knows that there is a God who hears, that there is a God who cares, that there is a God who is strong in power and merciful in heart. And I'm going to bear witness to the goodness of God. Even as I'm waiting for the answer over here, I'm going to think to myself and I'm going to speak it out. I was praying for this thing over here, and God did all of these other things. You see, this woman just came looking for a quick touch, and now all of a sudden there's joy spoken over her life. And there's peace spoken over her life. And there is direction. Remember, he says, go in peace. And he says, be of good cheer. And there's faith spoken over her life. And there's healing spoken over her life. And there's relationship. Remember, he says, daughter. There is all of those other things. She just thought she was going to get a quick touch. And all of those other things happened. She could have sent in 10 praise reports based on the one answer, because there was this and this and this and this and this. And she could have never foreseen what the Lord was going to do. I just want to encourage you tonight. If God has done some wonderful thing in you while you're waiting for the other thing, then sit in front of your computer and take 5 minutes and type it out, because you don't know how many people are going to be blessed by it. You don't know how many lives are going to be touched by it. And don't wait until you get the one answer that you've been waiting for over there. That'll come. You keep praying about that. But in the meantime, you see, if you're on a long journey, you need, as the Lord said to Elijah, you need to rise and you need to eat, because the journey is long. And so there are times when God feeds us along the way, gives us water along the way, gives us comfort along the way. So even though we're moving toward a particular answer and the end of a particular journey, we can talk about all of the fellowship, all of the provision, all of the love, all of the patience, all of the mercy, all of the words of hope and all of the words of joy and all of the words of peace that came to us as we moved along this journey. And every now and again, we could sit down and at our typewriter, or we could text into our phone, and we can just send a quick word out saying, I'm still waiting for this thing, but God has done that thing. And I'm still waiting for this, but God has done that. And all of a sudden, I'm no longer oppressed by fear or by doubt or by worry. All of a sudden, I have hope and I have joy. God is walking with me through this thing. He's given me hope through this thing. He's given me joy through this thing. He's given me life through this thing. Take your time and write out a praise report. We have over 1,500 praise reports that have come in. But I know that if we really look at the journey for what it is, we'd have 15,000. Because that's what the Lord is doing. Don't wait till the journey's over. Pastor David Wilkerson, who was our pastor and our senior pastor here for many, many years and founding pastor, preached the message one time entitled, you know, Right Song, Wrong Side. That was in the old days when they had the records that, you know, played on both sides. And the whole idea was, he was talking about the Red Sea. And he said when they got to the other side of the Red Sea, after the Red Sea opened and they were all the way on the other side, then they began to sing the song of God's mercy and God's grace and God's deliverance. And what he was saying is they had an opportunity to sing it while they were still on that side, on this side of the Red Sea, before all the miracles happened, before the waters opened. They had an opportunity to praise God then. And I'm sorry, I set my alarm. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. God, thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Oh God, thank you that we don't have to wait till we get to that side of the water to bless you. We don't have to wait until everything is all right to praise you. We can praise you now. We can bless you now. We can honor you now. And so we do it, oh Jesus. We bless your holy name because you're a great God. You are a faithful Savior. You are a mighty deliverer. You are the one who opens the Red Sea. You're the one who walks us through our difficulties. You are the God who leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. We trust you tonight, oh God. We have a song to sing, and we're going to sing it on this side of eternity. We have a song to sing. We're going to bless you on this side, oh God. We're going to talk about your goodness. We're going to talk about your grace. We're going to talk about your mercy. We're going to talk about your power. We're going to talk about your covenant faithfulness. You are the God who walks with your people. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And so, God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We report your praise. We acknowledge your goodness in the presence of all of God's people, in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of every demon and devil. We acknowledge that God is good. God is good. God is good. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight, oh God. In Jesus' holy name, let's just lift up our voice and thank him. God, we bless your name. We bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, oh God. Thank you for the privilege of praising your name. Hallelujah. Do everything you can, brothers and sisters. Flood this website with praise reports. Flood it with praise reports. Don't think that you're just one person of thousands and nobody's going to notice. Flood it with praise reports because people are going to read it as they begin to type in their prayer requests. And they're going to begin to say, if God can do this for them, then he can do it for me. I trust the Lord today. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. God is good all the time. Amen. 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 We want to thank you so much for visiting with us. We want to encourage you to invite your friends to join us online next week. We're praying and fasting for you, believing God for miracles in your lives. Please remember to send us your selfies, your praise reports, as Pastor Will shared so eloquently tonight, that we can give glory to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to ask our camera crew to turn our cameras to our congregation, and we just want to wish you a great week. God bless you. We love you in the name of the Lord. And we look forward to seeing you back here next week. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God.